We want to see how the microbial community evolves, how the diversity changes. Does it come to nitrogen limitations in the beginning? So we get, for example, nitrogen-fixing organisms. In the later stages, there may be organisms that are nitrifiers, that are using the ammonia that is being produced. There is a whole set of different microbial populations specialized for different things. And depending on the conditions that are changing during the evolution, also these populations should become larger or smaller. It's like human populations. Conditions change, a new population will grow, better able, that is better adapted or that is more competitive. And the same happens with the microbes.